Hi there. Welcome to the Agency Toolkit Podcast, a podcast where we discuss stories, strategies, and techniques to help you build a successful and profitable digital marketing agency. Our episodes contain inspiring conversations with CEOs and entrepreneurs and leave you with actionable tips, ideas, and strategies you can implement into your business today. We are happy to have you with us. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and get inspired.
Hello, and thank you for tuning into another episode of the Agency Toolkit. I am your host, Julia McLaughlin. This episode is sponsored by ReviewRobin, a review management software for marketing agencies to help you guys get your clients more positive reviews. You can check that out at getreviewrobin.com. Now, my guest today is Hector Hernandez, who is the founder of Baja Digital Marketing, and his agency helps local home service businesses to generate more leads through SEO strategies. Thanks so much for joining us today, Hector.
Glad to be here, Julia.
Awesome. So let's dive into a couple questions so our listeners can get to know you a little bit. So to start, tell us, where are you tuning in from today?
Today, I'm tuning in from Rosarito, Baja California.
Very nice. And tell us, how did you get into digital marketing?
Well, it was a pretty odd introduction. When I first got introduced to digital marketing, it was actually through a Craigslist ad that I answered one time. It was originally for a company dispatcher position. And then I noticed that the company was actually a marketing agency. And then from there, I learned the way they were producing all the customers, and then I learned a couple things, and then I finally was able to figure out the puzzle, because at first I was wondering, okay, how are these people generating all these customers for other companies? So I started figuring out the way they were marketing for these companies. And once I figured it out, I was able to basically do the same thing as them. The only problem that I was having at that moment is that I didn't know how to like contact the business and pitch the marketing. So I ended up after I basically mastered the marketing side of the company, I ended up joining a call center for about, I would say, a good year. Once I hit the year, actually, not even the year, I would say 10 months. Mm-hmm. I knew, I was kind of like, okay, well, I don't know how to cold call, so I need to learn that skill.
Yeah.
So from one day in another, I was making about, I would say, a good, from on a bad day, I guess, 200 cold calls, up to 500, and that's because I was connected to a dialer, and I didn't have a choice but to confront that fear that I had. So once I mastered that skill, I was like, wait, now I got the other piece that I need. So I just, that same day that I felt flawless over the phone, I went literally on the company's bathroom, and I cold called all like a list that I had already prepared. Mm-hmm. And I landed one customer that same day on the bathroom, I remember. And to this day, that customer's with us and they're super happy with us. And I have never told them that story, but I was just like, kind of like proud of myself that same moment. And then that same day, the next day, I gave them a 2-week notice. And I said, you know what, I'm thankful for the skill you guys gave me. And after that, I just killed it. After that, I went I went back home and I set up my headset, and then I just started cold calling. And next, you know, the problem I to this day that we have is just keeping up with the work.
That's so cool.
It's been a wild ride.
So Yeah, I think that's so interesting. I love that you knew you wanted to go into business, you knew you wanted to be a digital marketer, so you taught yourself all those skills, and then, you know, you're right, all right, how am I going to have that funnel? How am I going to bring the work in? So you went and joined a call center, learned how to do cold calling, and then, yeah, that's such an inspiring way to just start off your agency. That's so cool. So to anyone who is listening, you know, maybe they're just starting out, they want to be bringing in more customers to their agency. How do you get started with cold calling? What would you recommend?
Number one rule in cold calling that I have learned is that you shouldn't take anything personal over the phone, because yes. a lot of I've seen many people. I was surrounded by a good 80 agents, and out of those 80 agents that I worked with, which some of them became really good friends of mine that I ended up, I hired a few of them because I knew they were good cold callers. But from what I noticed, 90% of the agents, they just basically left. Everybody threw in the towel the first week or second week.
Yep.
And just because they got their emotional side, they can't control the emotional side. And yeah. I would recommend, honestly, that if you can't cold call, maybe you should hire somebody, because your business is, I understand the referral side, it's always a good side, but the cold calling, I will say, it's just, you want to hit a grand slam, you got to cold call. It just, I have proved it a few times already.
Yeah, absolutely. So how many years have you guys been in business for?
So far, 4 years.
4 years,
okay. So we're
okay.
a new agency, yes.
Very cool. And then, so how many businesses would you say you should be cold calling every day? Is it something that you do every day?
Actually, at the moment, I have already trained somebody to do the cold calls.
Okay.
Because eventually you can't be every position in your agency. It's
yes.
impossible. And plus
yes.
it's overwhelming, honestly.
Absolutely.
So basically you should set a target, which, and what I learned is that you gotta at least call 100 people a day. I know it seems like impossible, because mm-hmm. sometimes you make 10 phone calls and you're like overwhelmed already. I remember when I started cold calling for my own self, I remember I used to have a lot of people that were doing the same business as me, mm-hmm. Pitching the same things. And those same people, they weren't the nicest people. So I got grilled and told everything you can think about. Mm-hmm. But once you reach the 100 person, by then, you should be able to not take nothing personal, because I guarantee you, you're going to hear a bunch of negative things towards you. There's no way you can get everybody. You got to be like, I think it's impossible. It's impossible. But
so in those 100 people, does that include the people that hang up on you? Because that's kind of a given in cold calling.
I would at the beginning. At the beginning, when you started, 100. And if you can, get yourself a dialer. And because sometimes even just pressing those buttons is giving you a choice to stop you from the next cold call.
Yeah.
So if you have like unstopping calls coming in, you don't have a choice, because once you hang up, the next second you got another call coming in. So that's right there. It prevents you from quitting. Once you have an option to quit, then you eventually go back to the safe zone and you will quit. But if you don't have an option to quit and you're against the wall, then you're forced to grow right there. And that's
yeah.
where you need to be at.
Yeah, I love
so
it.
So I would recommend doing that.
Where can you get a dialer? And, is that something you can like buy on Amazon, or how does that work?
It's just like I told my daughters about. This is just something that you can just, anything you need to know, you just Google. Dialer. We don't use a dialer anymore, because like I mentioned, and plus I don't really want to recommend a product that's going to fail on somebody and stuff like that. But
Yeah, just
there's okay, many so dialers
Google,
out there.
Google dialer, and then that's something that can just be help save you some time whenever you're cold calling.
For sure, and there's many, many dialers out there, and some of them give you a free trial, that 30-day free trial. So I would recommend looking into it. Also, basically, another thing I would recommend is that don't sound like a robot. You don't want to like sound like the typical cold caller that calls you every day, because mm-hmm. everybody gets those phone calls every single day about you're interested in this and that. Eventually, you're going to be able to, obviously, you want to have some type of structure on your script, mm-hmm. but eventually that script is going to have to just come out naturally. And from when I started cold calling, from the beginning, I noticed that the customers that we're targeting, which were home services, they already had an issue with other big corporations like Yelp, HomeAdvisor, Angie's List, all of them, just to be on the program, needed to pay high sign-up fees mm-hmm. just to be on the program. Plus, when they got a job from them, it was basically a job that was sold to two or three other companies in the same niche. So they were forced to pay up sign-up fee. They were forced to pay for jobs that they didn't even get. So that was one thing that I was able to basically convince the customer, because it was a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. We're not going to be here charging you for anything that you're not did not receive. And you know, with our company, you're not going to pay a sign-up fee. Obviously, there is, at the beginning when we barely were growing, we had a program where we contact the customer and offer pay per lead program, mm-hmm. which the customer just paid every time they actually made the appointment and made a repair. And now at this time now that we're growing, we have different options and they just pay monthly retainers. But yeah, that was one way that was able to basically give value, and the customer, it was like a no-brainer. There was no sign-up fees, no upfront contracts, no risk at all. You weren't going to pay for anything, not unless you actually got paid yourself. So it was just kind of like a favor for a favor.
Yeah, that's totally a no-brainer offer. So, but sometimes you can have a no-brainer offer, and if you can't get past the gatekeeper, it doesn't mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
So what are your tips for getting to the decision maker?
Well, that's where it comes to filtering all those gatekeepers. One thing I have learned when cold calling, my first cold calling campaign was selling literally water filters over the phone, mm-hmm. right? And there I learned that sometimes you could have maybe a low quality product, and from 100 people, you're gonna get at least two or three people interested. But obviously, the gatekeeper is always there. Mm-hmm. You want to target, like I target small business owners, and usually the small business owners are in the page two or three of Google. And those are the people you want to target. If you see somebody like on page one, obviously they are already in contract with another digital agency, mm-hmm. and they're having every time you call them, they're hearing your calls. They're not going to let you get through that gate. So sometimes if I do get to the gate, I'll be like, oh, you know, I just calling to see if you're satisfied with your HomeAdvisor account or your Yelp account or whatever. I guess I'm just talking related to the home service niche, but I'm sure every niche has those directories, big directories that are selling those leads to the customer.
Mm-hmm.
And number one, you want to know what they're doing. So you might just call them and pretend you're a customer so you can know how they're getting this customers. And then there's always ups and downs for everybody's pitches. So you want to target what they are doing bad and make it good, basically. So okay. That's what I did. And my side, I offer something that these people for free in a way that these people were charging. So our lead generation program is no upfront fees, no upfront contract. And obviously, out of 100 people, not everybody is about business and honest, and you're gonna get sometimes even burnt for the work that you do. But if people are about business, they're not gonna do that to you, to your business. They're gonna be happy with you. People literally, I remember the first few weeks, people wanted to send me Christmas gifts. They wanted to send me just a lot of they were so thankful. From a person going to one employee to six employees, and to be able to do that to a small business, to me, there's nothing. It blew my mind when it happened, and then I was just happy. I was like, I'm helping people, and at the same time, I'm able to produce enough funds to get it through life. So yeah. It's amazing.
That's so awesome.
So
tell me how, okay. So first of all, what is the goal of the first call?
The first call, obviously I would say if you have never cold call and you're struggling to do that, your goal should be number one goal. It should be to not take nothing personal. That's the number one goal, because you might want to do, you know what I did at one point? I was like, okay, I started with California. I'm not going to target, I'm targeting California. So I want to do some practice calls. So I went to Nevada and I did some practice calls there because I knew that I wasn't there yet. So eventually I got over that stage where I was ready to go to that actual target that I had. And then I got over that emotional side. And that is your target is the first sell, obviously. The first sell is the target. But I guarantee you keep going, you keep trying. If you're making 100 calls a day, like I said, and you have a few customers by the end of the month, for sure. There's no brainer.
Yeah.
Remember I told you about that story that I was selling water filters?
Yeah.
What that story proved to me that imagine somebody calling you to sell a water filter over the phone. That's something almost impossible in my eyes at one point. Mm-hmm. And then I realized that once you get to the hundreds mark, either 100 or 1,000 calls, you have a few customers already. So if you're selling something of value and that is giving you high returns, I imagine that you're gonna be doing really good by the end of the month.
Yeah, so it's basically just a numbers game. You gotta have your no-brainer offer, and you gotta, you know, if you feel the need, practice a little bit, but basically just pick up the phone, start dialing, and then you're going to get customers. It's a bit of a numbers game.
It's a numbers game, and obviously you have to master your pitch. You can make 1,000 calls, but if you sign like it's almost impossible. From I've seen it many, many times. It's almost impossible for you to not grow after 1,000 calls. There's no way. There's two things that's gonna happen. After your first day of 100 or even 200 calls, either you're going to decide that's not for you, you're going to hire somebody to do the job, mm-hmm. or you got over that sweating stage. Because I used to come out drenched from the first few days. Even though I was sitting down in my cubicle making calls, I was coming out drenched, sweating out of there because I was actually, it is. And anybody that says that they're the first day that they were nervous is basically there's no way. It's impossible. In reality, it only takes effort and wanting the will to actually do it. Because if you have that option to quit then you're going to quit. But like I said, most of the people that I have met that are the best cold callers, they've been against the wall and hit rock bottom where they're forced. There's no other way. Either they, that's the way they're eating. Either they land the customer or they're eating.
Yeah.
I know at first most of us have an 8-to-5 job that protects us from us to be there. But if you don't have that 8-to-5 job and you don't have any savings and you don't have any other way to eat, I always believe that you're going to make that happen.
Yeah.
It's like a do or die.
Yeah. It's amazing what you can accomplish. Yeah.
You don't have to be on that stage. The other day my daughter, because I always try to motivate them to do the schoolwork, even though the world is leading to a different type of world, I always try to motivate them. And they're like, Dad, it seems like all the people that have made it in this world, they always in the hardest place. Mm-hmm. Like, and I told them, you don't have to be in that place. You should learn from other people to prevent from being there. So it's just the willpower. That's it. And like I said, if it's not for you, which you will be able to know in a few days, then hire somebody. There's plenty of people out there that are masters at this.
Yeah.
Obviously you gotta keep them motivated, because another reason why people quit in cold calling, because an example, I did one time, for 2-3 months, I did a loan servicing cold calling, and we basically did refinance, personal loans, and a little bit of everything. But from people seeing all the money coming in, and their commission was like literally low, they felt discouraged. They're like cheated. Because they landed all these customers and the company didn't take care of them. So what they did is either they took the company's idea and ended up doing it themselves.
Yep.
But most of them just quit. And they just they were like, okay, I just generated $250,000 in a few days and I'm getting $2,000 commission. It's just insane.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
yeah, I think sales is like, if you can master sales, it is the most lucrative skill I think that you can master.
Yeah, I truly believe anybody can master it. You just got to put yourself in that position, and not everybody's willing to do that, I guess.
Yeah, it definitely takes a lot of work. I know Grant Cardone, he's a big advocate for doing, well, first of all, he's got the Cardone University, so his whole courses you can take. But he's a big advocate for doing role play and like practicing your sales pitch every single day. So I know that's something that not a lot of entrepreneurs do, but it's such a valuable skill to be incorporating into your daily routine.
Yeah, actually, yes. And now that you mentioned that, at the beginning, I used to tell my guys, I was like, okay, I'm going to have the first day, I'm going to have somebody call in as a kind of like a role playing, like you said, practice a role, but I'm not going to tell you who it is. So that kind of right there, they tried their hardest, obviously, because they didn't know what customer was real and who wasn't. And then at the end of the day, it turned out to be the least person that they expected.
Yeah.
But it kind of triggers something in their mind. So I guess that's pretty good tip right there. But yeah, you want to practice with another person, obviously, if you can. Like me, I just went straight at it once I got over that. But yeah, you can actually just call, either talk to either your, friend, or it could be anybody. Just tell them. You want somebody that's going to tell you the truth, because obviously you role play with your wife, she's not going to want to hurt your feelings.
Yeah, so, exactly. A business partner would be a good person to do that with, or someone who's definitely has your best interests at heart and will tell you the honest truth.
Yeah.
Awesome. Right. Well, I can't believe how fast time is flying by. We are almost at our time here, but I would love to know, where do you see Baja Digital Marketing in 5 years' time?
Well, I actually picture myself, even though cold calling, it's a big thing, but I kind of wanted to have a big group, even just a whole floor of cold callers. And cold callers, even, I guess, offering that service for other to other marketing agencies like us, because the more I see about how businesses are struggling and just making those calls, is I'm even just considering just maybe entering that niche, because my niche is just the home services. But the cold calling, it's kind of like, I know sometimes it could be a no-brainer to me, and mm-hmm. then I know how to motivate the crew, mm-hmm. and if we can help somebody else, anytime, that'll be kind of like an ideal situation for me. But I do picture myself maybe entering that niche and obviously growing the company. And I guess we can probably touch bases by then too. And hopefully it goes like I intended to be. But yeah, I picture it with maybe up to, I don't want to put a number, but I guess up to a couple hundred. I've seen other marketing agencies have a few floors of agents, mm-hmm. just literally just doing web design, SEO, you name it, they're doing it.
Yeah.
So that would be an ideal situation. But as long as all of our customers are happy, I'll be okay with that.
Awesome. So I love it. Very good. So now we are going to be moving on to the Fast Five, which are five rapid fire questions. So first question, what's a book you've read that's made an impact on you?
Well, I have it right here all the time. It's called A Rich Dad, Poor Dad, which everybody loves, right?
Yes. Such a good one. Awesome. And tell us, what does your morning routine look like?
Well, besides hitting the snooze button, no, I'm just joking. And the first thing I do in the morning when I wake up, obviously I make my pot of coffee. Then I power up my computer and look at all the data that's available for the day from all the customers' rankings, all the calls that are flowing in.
Yep. So
we do have customers in other locations that are in different time schedule. So by the time I wake up already, there's already business been done already. So I just kind of, that will give me like a forecast of what I'm looking for the day, I guess. So that's what I usually do. I know a lot of people meditate, and that's something that I've been looking forward to do.
Yeah.
But it's just everything takes time. It's time consuming.
Absolutely. And is there a CEO that you follow or study?
For sure, Gary B is one of the biggest motivators for me, because he has a lot of things related to me towards the way he grew up. He was an immigrant in the U.S. from Russia, mm-hmm. and I was an immigrant from Mexico when I got to the U.S. And mm-hmm. we had the same life when I was growing up, my family, one thing he mentions is that his only family vacation was, I believe he went to Orlando, Florida, or something like that. And it makes me laugh, because we were a family of 10. So we were like in a whole new country. I was about 2 years old when I got to the US. So I really don't remember, but I remember the main events. And mm-hmm. The only family trip that we took was basically LA, and that's because San Diego's right next to LA. But it makes me smile to think how somebody so successful can grow so big. So that's one thing that I always, it motivates me to just be like him, because he has it seems like he has it figured out. Also,
yeah.
another person that does that I do follow is Mr. Les Brown. That's one person that I would recommend. Anybody that needs motivation, look him up on YouTube. He can make a kitten into a tiger. So you look him up. He's definitely a person you need to hear every day.
Awesome. I love that. Yes. And it really just goes to show the importance of storytelling and, sharing our stories of, you know, how we've grown up and what we've accomplished can really inspire other people. So I love that. And next question, what is your favorite online tool?
My favorite online tool, that basically two tools that got me started. One is, like everybody knows, SEMrush. That's what controls all the customer sites. And one, CallRail. CallRail was what introduced me to call forwarding and voice recording and all that stuff. But check it out if you're starting off. It's definitely, they have worked with me for years and they're amazing. I gotta give them a thumbs up for that.
Awesome. And last question, what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
Note everything down. Sometimes we think because we know everything, maybe everybody's going to know the same thing. When you're training new staff, you can't give them all that information at once. Mm-hmm. You need to have like a process of the step one, step two, and then that way they can get an idea and start training. You can't be the trainer. You can't be everything in the company. So you have to set that process. So yeah, I wish I would have noted down everything from the beginning and always test because things keep changing and don't overthink the situation. One of the biggest things that I noticed that was a challenge for me was overthinking just situations, and later on just figure it out was that easy. I was just overthinking it. Mm-hmm. So don't overthink the situations. Just go with it. It's trial and error. You're going to learn from your mistakes, just like in life. So
yeah,
that's one thing I would recommend.
That's such great advice. Yep, definitely be documenting those SOPs. So you've got that step-by-step guideline for when you are training your future staff. That's great advice. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Hector. It was a pleasure to have you on the show, and I really enjoyed learning all about cold calling from you. I think it's such an important tool that a lot of our listeners can definitely incorporate. So thank you again for joining us.
Julia, thank you for having me.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Agency Toolkit. We hope you've learned something new that you can implement into your agency today. If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast, and we'll see you next time.